There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as usual every week. He goes through the charts for the week. This happens to be the week of December 8th through the 12th. Listen to this program over the weekend. So at this point in time, we've got a pretty good handle on all of the 10 issues and what people are thinking about it. There's a poll every week at DougSteffen.com so that you can relate to what Talkers has said. See if you agree. Most of the time, the listeners to the program agree with what you find, at least with regard to the top four or five anyway. Michael is usually agreement. So let's see where it goes this week. As you first start going down the list of the top 10 items, the topics from the News Talk Radio world.
Okay, but I do want to say, you know, I don't see where it's an agreement. We're not saying these are important. We're saying these are what people are talking about.
No, I'm just saying in this circumstance, this is whether people are the people that want to express them. Yeah, this was what I talked about this week. That was basically a reflection on what it is that they think. And most of the time, they are talking and thinking about the same things that you're finding others are talking and thinking about.
Yeah, that's why we find this. It's what people are talking about.
Right.
For example, I don't think there's a great revelation in the fact that people are talking about football and college football. NFL and college football playoffs came in at number 10. Sinking oil prices came in at number 9. The Lima climate talks at number 8. At number 7, the battle against ISIS. At number 6, the 2016 presidential prospects. The Rolling Stone rape story is at number 5. At number 4, the Gruber Obamacare testimony. Very interesting stuff there at number 4. At number 3, the government shutdown issue. At number 2, the CIA torture report. And number 1 is the police killings protest. I think that the protests in plural, I think that the CIA and the police killings clearly are way out there.
Yep.
And I don't think there's any dispute as to that. In the people survey, we have John Kerry at 10, number 9, Hillary. At number 8, Sabrina Rubin-Erdely. Jonathan Gruber at 7, Eric Holder at 6, John Boehner at 5. Number 4 is Mitch McConnell. Number 3, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. Their feet are being held to the fire about the torture reports. Dianne Feinstein at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. And there you go.
All right, so once again, we have a controversy about how to judge, if you will, the truth, the so-called truth, or the facts of a story. Number 5 on the countdown this week is that focus on the rape story that was printed in the Rolling Stone magazine. The victim was the only person interviewed in the first story. Then the facts came out, and they weren't what was reported. They look bad. Now they're trying to recover. And I guess there are certain legal ramifications to this, Michael, but also the danger that we have, those of us who talk about what's in the news, of following somebody else's news. Because in this case, it wasn't the news. A lot of people were all over, you know, the various, if you look at the story, the various quote-unquote indicted parties from the so-called victim's point of view. And so as that took place, a lot of people were libeled. And one wonders if that doesn't put us in a bad light, or is it just, you know, it's part of the cost of doing business.
Well, the question is, I mean, the real crux of this issue is whether how we deal with people who accuse other people of raping them.
Mm.
The conventional wisdom seems to be that a woman would not accuse a man of raping her unless he did. That there's a presumption that the alleged victim is in fact telling the truth. And to the point that Rolling Stone didn't even feel it was politically correct, I'm using that term, to interview the accused. because they would be maybe looking like they are supporting them or feeling sorry for them or justifying it. That it's a given. A woman would not accuse anybody of it. We have a similar situation now with all of these women coming out against Bill Cosby. And the common thing you hear people say is, you know, I don't like to say anybody's guilty until proven guilty. They're innocent until proven guilty. But gosh, with all these women coming out with Cosby, how could it possibly not be true? So the issue of rape is really the point here that we have to come to terms with and how it applies to the justice system and how it applies to the media coverage of it.
How difficult is it for the average host to discuss something like this if you're trying to present yourself as family friendly?
Oh, that's a good question. I'll never forget once I was a talk show host at WTIC and I was broadcasting from the Christmas store in downtown Hartford. And, you know what a Christmas store is. It's as family friendly as you can get. It was
right.
A Salvation Army Christmas store.
Yep, right.
And the station was pumped into the street so you could hear it outside. I was in the window and it was during the William Kennedy Smith rape trial, and we kept doing breakaways to the trial. That was the verdict was coming out, and they were all of a sudden coming through the speakers onto the street in this Christmassy, family-friendly environment where all kinds of words that were being broadcast about rape.
Right.
And you should have seen the look on the parents' faces, the mothers' faces, walking the passers-by, seeing me by a microphone and hearing talk about, you know, male sex organs and things of that nature. It's a great anecdote, you know, and it was very embarrassing. It is difficult to talk about these things on the radio if you want to have a family-friendly type of a program, but it's also very difficult to do a news talk show without discussing adult issues and serious situations that are not pleasant. And so the question is rhetorical, and it's one that we wrestle with in this industry.
Under the circumstances, it is difficult because I get criticized. I do a morning radio program, and sometimes it's very hard if you're talking about what's going on in the news to dodge, you know, something like this. I've tried to stay away from this particular story just because it personally disgusts me, and I think there's a lot of talk about this, but I don't think it's been handled well by the colleges. But how many times can you say that thing over and over? I mean, the colleges have really done a horrible job for the most part. It reminds me of Penn State all over again. All of these things have been going on certainly before Penn State and continuing after, and the colleges don't want to lose their sources of endowment or the contributions that would come from alumni or people who feel strongly about the school. But stuff like this comes out, and then pretty much the foundations of the school crack and crumble depending on how they handle it.
Depending on how they handle it, that's the key.
Yep.
And, you know, cover-ups usually lead to trouble, whether you're a politician, whether you're an institution. The cover-up is where you run into trouble. And you know that there are public relations firms that specialize in crisis management.
Yep.
Crisis management is the subject we're talking about here. What do you do when you get yourself into a situation like that? How do you handle the press? What do you say? What kind of statements do you release? Do you apologize? Do you deny? Do you investigate? These are issues that are very much a part of doing business in a highly active electronic media society.
All right, so let's talk about that as it applies to a recent circumstance with Glenn Beck. As we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison here with Doug Stephan.
For 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has offered unbelievable low prices on hardwood flooring. This December, those prices just got even lower. No need to comparison shop. We've lowered our prices on hundreds of hardwood, laminate, and bamboo floors. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood for an unbelievable $189 and save up to 60% on our thickest and best laminates. Over 80 first-quality laminates are now up to 40% off. Over 50 beautiful bamboo floors are up to half off. Plus, get up to 18-month special financing. Some stores claim to have the lowest prices, but seeing is believing. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone
and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with great deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like a Martin acoustic guitar with pickup for only $439. Kohala ukuleles, 4 toka djembes, only $29 each. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
Michael Harrison is here and is weekly overview of the top 10 stories, the people that folks are talking about. Every once in a while, because of the nature of his program and the nature of his visibility, Glenn Beck shows up in our list. He certainly is somebody that is in the forefront. A lot of people listen to his program. He's considered one of the most popular of all the syndicated hosts. So when he's involved in something that is litigation, it makes news in the industry and outside the industry in general. So he's involved in a libel case having to do with the Boston Marathon, and he's lost the first round. How he took the story and bits and pieces of information. This sort of is a demonstration of what we were just talking about with the rape story. He didn't really have his facts, right? Is that, or is,
well, what
is that
he did was after it came out that the particular individual was, you know, found completely innocent, he continued to talk about it as if the individual was a suspect.
Right.
And that is, in fact, you know, you could be sued for that.
Well, but how? But there's this whole thing in radio and television that if you're a public figure, or people know who you are, or household name, or people are familiar, that you don't stand a chance. Of you can't sue somebody.
Yeah, but this was Glenn Beck was saying that this guy was a public figure, and all this guy was an innocent guy who went to the marathon and happened to be a suspect for just having to be there.
Right.
Of Middle East origin, blah blah blah, and he was quickly exonerated. He had nothing to do with anything.
Right.
He was a public figure for about 12 seconds. There are different degrees of law and interpretation about almost everything. That's why they have murder in the first degree, the second degree, the third degree, this manslaughter. If it was all black and white, oh, you steal a loaf of bread, we cut off your hand. You know, that's why people go to law school and study the philosophy of law. There are many gradations of laws and statutes, and this was something that the judge found that Beck did not abide by the proper procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I'm surprised that he did it. He doesn't have much of a leg to stand on in this case.
Yeah, it's almost like, okay, get out, learn your lesson and move on. Get stuck on some of these things, and you really can get stuck. And you were talking about Bill Cosby a few minutes ago. Our friend Gloria Allred who is very interesting, I think, in many different ways, a former talk show host, has certainly learned how to sort of bounce off the ropes in those circumstances. We continue. Michael Harrison is here. We're overviewing the stories and some of the philosophies behind News Talk discussions on News Talk radio stations around the country on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which if you go to talkers.com, you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The stories, the big stories of the week are highlighted. It's a regular newspaper for the talk radio industry. But yet lots of people who are listening to this program and who are fans of the format go there to find out what's going on with some of their favorite hosts. Even they find the ads interesting as they follow some things. You might find out things about radio programs that you didn't know existed by just keeping up with what's at Talkers Magazine. We were talking about the legal ramifications of things like the Rolling Stone rape story and how talking about it on the air can get you not into trouble, but if you're not following what the real news is, the Glenn Beck story. Another lawyer, Gloria Allred, who has done some pretty good radio work over the years, very visible. She's represented some of the women who are going out against Bill Cosby. And as I was thinking about this, I was trying to think of what other lawyers there have been doing successful radio. We have Steve Wiseman that's on this program all the time. But in terms of lawyers who are good radio hosts, Larry Elder.
Oh, you'd be amazed how many radio hosts are lawyers.
Really?
But don't present themselves as lawyers. Yeah, many radio hosts actually have law degrees. You have to take a look in New York City at Ron Kuby, who's on with Curtis Lewa.
Yeah, right.
He's a well-known progressive lawyer. He doesn't even call himself a liberal. He says he's a communist. I don't know if he's saying that kiddingly or not, but he says it. I haven't.
Right.
Remember Neil Bortz?
He's I was just thinking. I just wrote down some names here, and Bortz's name came to mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And you know, there are a number of people on the radio who have law degrees. They don't necessarily practice law, but having a law degree actually is good background for doing news talk radio, no question.
Michael Levin comes to mind. Now that I've asked the question, I'm coming around with Laura Ingram, some of the other, you know, national people.
I mean, Mark Levin. Mark Levin.
What'd I say? Oh, I said Michael Levin. Yeah, right.
I said Michael Levin.
No, I meant Mark. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark Levin is a constitutional lawyer. Laura Ingraham, I believe, has a law degree.
Mm-hmm.
I think Monica Crowley has a law degree. I'm not sure.
Really?
But, I think so. She is a doctor. I don't know a doctorate of what, but definitely a very educated woman. Law. As a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting how many talk show hosts have law degrees.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I bounced this around in my head. Local and national figures who are doing this. Mark Levin in his role is responsible for feeding a lot of information to hosts of his persuasion. Is he not? He, at his day job, comes up with lots of points and counterpoints that are used by a lot of talk radio people, I think.
That's right? Why he's very popular. He's very popular among the conservatives because he presents a very pro-constitution fundamentalist point of view. Some people think he's a right-wing screamer. Other people think that he's very passionate about the concepts that the founding fathers originated. It all depends on your point of view. Our old friend from the old days who's still doing radio, Mike Siegel, is a lawyer.
Yeah, right. I forget about him.
He's a lawyer. It's interesting. There are many lawyers out there, and many of them don't practice anymore.
No.
They have the degree, and there's a big difference between being a practicing lawyer and having a legal degree.
Yep.
You got to keep up with it.
Right.
Practice.
Well, Gordon Liddy got a law degree, I think, when he was in jail, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he did. I think he was a lawyer, too. You know?
Yeah. I'm thinking about in the good old days when you and I got started, people who were on the air doing this had to have a voice. And then I think about Mark Levin's voice, and I think about Michael Savage's voice and some of the other people that are doing talk radio programs these days, and they just, their voices just, they get the point across, but they're not radio voices. Maybe voices
of
authority.
Yeah, the radio voice is gone. That's an old thing. How about the sports talk guys? You know, I think that those Mets really stink.
Well, it's so regional.
They try to sound unradio.
Right. Yeah, I know. I think that's maybe that's the thing. Today you sound unradio. If you want to be successful on the radio, we're talking about stories and people who are successful on the radio as you follow along here. Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing subject matter for the week of December 12th, 2014. Michael.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-let sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-let sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 33 and change after the hour's Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along for this middle of December. Notice Christmas isn't in the top 10. I bet it will be next week. And then we'll have our year in review, the top topics of the year. Michael will do that as we get closer to the new year. Meanwhile, we're back on this week and on the track here. A lot of conversation about the protests and protesters of, well, when you look at the, there are always things that people are going to be upset about. But, you know, there's some new songs that have come about as a result of the protests that have come, the police brutality things, blacks being victims, number one issue this week, the protests and the songs. Remember when we were kids, what we were playing for music were a lot of protest songs. I mean, talking about when you and I were hosts, music radio hosts on the air, and certainly a lot of people who are listening to this remember the great protest songs of the 60s. I don't know. I've listened to some of them that have come out recently. I'm not sure they hold a candle to what came out in the 60s, but maybe that's my own prejudicial point of view, Michael.
Well, that's a question we always wrestle with. But did things seem better to us when in the day when we were younger because we were younger and it was, you know, we were passionate about it, or was it in fact better? And music is very subjective that way, and we could talk for hours about that. And I spend a lot of time in terms of my work dealing with that very issue.
Yeah.
You know, were things better in the old days than they are now?
Yeah.
And what constitutes good music? But I will say that one of the great things about rock music and folk music of the mid to late 20th century was the political and social implications.
Oh, yeah.
and and the protest. Yeah. Powerful stuff. A folk music, too. People like Peter, Paul, and Mary. And look at Pete Seeger.
Yeah.
And, of course, the great Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, I'd like to see more of that today. I really would.
Well, here's a little cut from one of the songs just out by Alicia Keys. See if we identify with this in comparison to the stuff we're talking about in the 60s.
We gotta pray.
Alicia Keys. So what we find now is a different group or a different sort. Protesting is important. I know I was listening a little bit to WMAL this week, which is a station that's doing very well in Washington. They were interviewing some of the people that belong to this black group of federal employees and just walked out of their jobs the other day. I think it was Thursday. They walked out in protest, and they were holding up the signs, and they were doing the hands up thing, and just basically, you don't think of the federal government or employees of the federal government being protesters so much. You think about it goes on college campuses, but it's taken place in a lot of different areas. And I wonder how the local stations have covered this. As you've looked around, Michael, what have you seen that is of note?
Well, obviously the stations have covered it because it's at the top of our list.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them cover it journalistically and objectively. Some of them cover it politically. We have a case in Huntsville, Alabama, where a host protested against the protests, saying police lives count too. And he went out and he did a die-in in the middle of the highway, in the middle of Huntsville. And the police gave him an escort and protected him. And he did it for a few minutes.
Now, what would have happened if he had been black, do you suppose? White police? You know, that sort of is a good question for somebody to ask in a radio program.
If a black man protested against the protests, I think that he would have a problem with the African-American community more than with the police.
Mm-hmm. Well, but his protest that served the community, if somebody wanted to protest that way, this host was a white man, was he not?
Oh, yeah, Dale Jackson.
Right, yeah. So, but if there had been a black host, are there any black hosts on any radio stations in Huntsville? Fairly large black population there. Anyway,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. But all I know is that it was a protest, a one-man protest, and he made an amazing amount of news.
Right.
And it was a big buzz. The point I'm making to answer your question is some people take sides on the radio, and some people do not.
Mm-hmm.
And but whether they take sides or not depends upon the kind of show they do and whether they turn this into a political football or a social issue that we are all involved in from the standpoint of understanding it's a complicated topic. And, it's big stuff for talk radio.
Yeah, I think your overview of it is important because it all is about the host's approach. And the host is trying to get the largest audience that he or she can. So is their discussion driven by the fact that they want to get an audience and not necessarily by what they think? Which comes first?
Many, many, many hosts today are conservative, and many, many conservatives are critical of the protests. I'm giving you a very blunt answer.
Yeah.
But I don't want that to speak on behalf of the entire radio scene. But in news talk radio, which is predominantly those who are ideological, predominantly conservative, they are critical of the violence in the protests.
And as a result of that, their core audience is supportive of them, and they like that. So that
they preach to the choir. We have advocacy journalism in America, where your goal is not to be objective, but rather to speak to the mindset of the target audience.
Mm-hmm.
And when you target an audience that is predisposed to say these protests are out of line, they are not productive, they are dangerous, they are wrong, then people that feel that way will certainly identify with a host who confirms their predisposition.
Yeah. Hey, you just sort of wonder, so at least I wonder sometimes, I wonder out loud on my program, whether we're keeping the audience we have, but are we getting new listeners? Because there are a lot of people that have different points of view now, and that's one of the things you've talked about a good deal. You've written about it in Talkers Magazine, and we've talked about it here on this program, how it is that we need to expand on the audience, because, we're servicing one part of the audience, but there's a broader audience out there that may have a different point of view that somebody ought to be speaking to.
Well, what you're talking about now is a broadcasting issue that goes even beyond news talk radio. Music radio faces that, too, and that is the balance between super serving your core, the people that are real fans of what you do,
right,
and expanding the core to be a bigger audience, because what happens is the more you try to expand it, the more angry your core gets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are you talking about that? We believe this. You're a conservative station. You're a liberal station. You're a rock and roll station. You're a country station. That's not country. That's rock. Blah, 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 blah. So it's maintaining a balance between super serving the core for the people listening are those that are the big zealots of what you do, and expanding the perimeter of what you do to bring in new people, which always offends the core. Conversely, if you super serve the core and don't worry about expanding the boundaries, your audience gets smaller and smaller and smaller and happier and happier and happier until finally you have one person listening who loves you.
Ah, super. That could be your wife or your husband. Michael Harrison is here. You can send email to Michael at talkers.com or to Doug at DougStephan.com. We continue with our overview. As a matter of fact, in a moment, the President of the United States goes on a talk radio program. Why? That comes up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Mastic responsibly.
For 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has offered unbelievable low prices on hardwood flooring. This December, those prices just got even lower. No need to comparison shop. We've lowered our prices on hundreds of hardwood, laminate, and bamboo floors. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood for an unbelievable $189 and save up to 60% on our thickest and best laminates. Over 80 first quality laminates are now up to 40% off. Over 50 beautiful bamboo floors are up to half off. Plus, get up to 18 months special financing. Some stores claim to have the lowest prices, but seeing is believing. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream, and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum. When you order GenuCell today, 800-543-9262.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with great deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like a Martin acoustic guitar with pickup for only $439. Kohala ukuleles or toka djembes only $29 each. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here on the air. We are talking about usual things that enter into people's minds. How does this all work? So the president of the United States goes on a sports talk radio program. Why?
I guess he figures somehow, some way, that's going to improve his political interests. That's the only reason presidents go on the news.
All right. Why would he go on to a sports talk station then to talk about politics? Or is he known as a sports fan? I didn't realize the president had he's going to be on ESPN to talk about the NFL's conduct policy.
Well, the president is a sports fan, and he is kind of athletic. He's not the greatest athlete, but look, people listen to sports radio are voters, and people who listen to sports radio also are more than just sports fans. It's a great way to get to people and to deal with those issues in sports that relate to a larger scenario. The National Football League is all over news talk, all over the national discussion, because things that are happening in the NFL relate to the larger issues of society. Domestic violence, corporate responsibility for your employees. There's so much going on in the NFL that applies to today's sociology and politics. I'm not surprised that the president would go out onto sports radio.
All right, so what are the big issues this week in terms of sports talk radio?
The big issues in sports talk, the playoffs, the fact that we're coming into the NFL playoffs. That's right now, that's as big as anything. That's bigger right now than anybody beating up their wife or not paying child support or, inflicting violence on their kids or any number of things, saying bad things, being politically incorrect. A big story we had last week was that a coach called the opposing quarterback a midget. The guy's 5'11". He called him a midget.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Marvin Lewis, the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, called the quarterback, whose name escapes me right now, for the opposing team, a midget. He mentioned it, I don't know, in passing. He mentioned it in a con. I don't know. He just said it. And, maybe he meant it to say, he meant it obviously disparagingly, but the little people and their organizations took offense, and he had to really, really come out with a very, very powerful, contrite message. I learned a lesson from this. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I will never do a thing like that again. It was amazing. It was a big story. That was probably the biggest political, social story of the week.
Does that tend to, when you get right, I'm fascinated listening to this because I haven't heard the story about Marvin Lewis at all.
And went
along with that, but it's something that is interesting, yeah, as you listen to it. And then you think, okay, how is it that we have do you think that there are other things? It's what we hear. It's not necessarily what's said. It's what we hear.
The fact is, the word midget is now considered.
Oh, my God. Yes, of course.
Little people.
Right. Yeah.
You're supposed to call them little people.
Right.
And as opposed to midgets.
Yeah.
Okay. What can I say?
Like you can't call anybody a retard anymore. Right?
That's not a good idea.
It's not. Well, you can't really call anybody stupid anymore.
What are you going to come up with every
thinking about all of these things that we can't say anymore on the radio. And if you do, somebody, even if it's a slip, how many people, the reason that I'm thinking about this is because Marvin Lewis, I'm just looking at his apology, and I'm thinking of how many other apologies we've seen for things this week, misstatements by people that wish they hadn't said what they said, and they wouldn't have apologized if they hadn't been caught. That's really look at this Gruber.
That's an old story.
Yeah.
That's an old story. And sometimes things are said in private groups of friends that are really meant not to be harmful. Some of the greatest humanitarians have said nasty things about people in private, and then it comes out. You got to get real about this, and there's no room. The problem with political correctness is that it's got to get real. There's nothing wrong with being sensitive about insulting people. I mean, look, as far as I'm concerned, if people of a certain stature and height do not want to be called midgets and it hurts their feelings, I'm not going to call them midgets. I'm using the term here clinically.
You wouldn't call them to their face midgets, but would you say the word midget if they weren't around?
I might. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, but you wouldn't do that with the N-word. Probably.
The N-word is a whole symposium. I mean, look, here's my philosophy. My opinion is, if a word is universally or generally or a majority of the people out there get hurt by it and say, please don't use that word, I'm not going to use that word. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to use it to protest that I have the freedom to do it. I mean, there's a certain higher level of responsibility. If people, if American natives don't want to be called Redskins, I'm not going to call them Redskins.
No, but is it okay for other people to call them Redskins?
It's okay for people to do whatever the heck they want. I'm a free speech freak. I'm also a common sense freak, and I'm also into not hurting people.
Right.
So you got to balance it. You got to find your way.
Yeah. All right. We found our way through a lot of things. Don't you love it when we have these conversations? We really dig into what's going on.
I was hoping, Doug, that this program would be a little more shallow.
Really?
This is a work. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We should just talk about light subjects.
Right. Like light bulbs. Where did electricity come from? That'll be next week.
Right.
What makes water flow? Next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, on your weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, 53 past the hour now. It's time for our visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. As a lawyer, he founded Scamicide.com. This website is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all the scams, and there's a new one every day, believe me. And he gets the research done, helps you stay away, steer clear. You got to go there to research it, though. So if you think there's somebody scamming you, you want to check out what the story is, go to Scamicide.com. Meanwhile, Steve comes into the program because I like to have his viewpoint on some of the legal issues that are part of the top talk topics of the week. Numerically, number two this week, Steve, has a focus on that CIA torture report, which seems to have everybody clamoring for another person's head. Under the circumstances, it's hard to know what to believe, but is it less difficult to figure out what the legal ramifications are for the people who are the perps here? And I don't mean the bad
guy.
Yeah,
this thing is fascinating. Because one of the accusations against the report was that there were no direct interviews of witnesses. What was done, it was compiled from records and memorandums of the CIA. And there were some transcripts of interviews, but there were interviews that were done by the Justice Department. And that's the crux of it. The reason there were not direct interviews was because people were already under investigation by the Justice Department in regard to whether there would be charges. I don't think it still has been determined, let alone there is the issue of statutes of limitations here. So from a legal standpoint, forget about all the public relations and the morality and the ethics of it, which is fascinating enough. There certainly is the possibility that, and I think even the CIA director acknowledged that there were people that did violations. So will they be put on trial? Will this be a choice made by the attorney general or new attorney general? We have to wait and see. But there certainly is a basis for some kind of violations.
I'm betting the answer to that question, though, is no, because didn't the Justice Department decide they didn't want to go after any of these people when they investigated it?
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I don't think this is
Huffering, puffering.
I just think politically too hot.
Right. Okay. Speaking of something that's too hot, this rape story continues to be, I don't know what, actually, I'm confused. The Rolling Stones report.
Reason.
Yeah, it's number five this week on the countdown, the top stories of the week that we're overviewing. Get the list, by the way, at DougStephan.com and decide which of those is the most important to you. But the folks at Talkers Magazine say that the Rolling Stones story is number five. So what are we to believe here, and who sues whom? Can she sue? She's trying to, I don't know who. She seems to be confused about the fraternity. There seems to be confusion among her friends as to where she was. So who can come out of this with any kind of legal strength or authority?
Yeah, you know, I think part of the real problem is we do have a serious problem of rape and domestic and violence.
Yes,
gender-based violence.
Yeah. In the service and on college
many
campuses.
Many universities haven't done enough about this. The reporting of Rolling Stone was not good reporting. It was not accurate reporting, but it was presented as such. I don't think the young woman and her story seems to be falling apart, but again, we haven't seen a real taught investigation. I don't think she has any legal basis for suing anyone in the reports. If she wants to bring an action in regard to the personal assault that she alleges, that might be a good way of finding the truth.
Mm-hmm. The truth's always very, but you look at all these television shows, and that's part of the problem, too. People watch these things. Pretty much every episode of Law & Order SUV or SVU, whatever you
said,
I do that all the time, is about rape and the consequences of this sort of thing. And I think people almost become numb to it, even though they're trying to tell the stories. You look at some of the movies, even the theme of the last episode of Newsroom was in part about a rape. So there's all of this stuff around, and a lot of colleges are just burying their heads. They don't want the bad publicity. So they don't want it to affect donations and endowments, and the boards of directors and trustees get all worked up about it, but they're only kidding themselves, because this stuff pretty much always comes out sooner or later, and you got to deal with it. It's not unlike what happened on the campus of Penn State, right? I mean, it was
exactly
the same
stuff.
Exactly.
And what happens is, and you know, the allegation and the comparison you make to Penn State is a really apt one, because if Penn State had acted when they first became aware of this, this would not have been
right.
a problem. Hell, if Richard Nixon had acted when he became aware of the Watergate break-in, he might have finished his presidency.
Right. You're right. So, okay.
Yeah,
got it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with an overview of important legal elements to the news this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown
Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.